Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday. Thanks so much for your patience. No daily yesterday, though I did have a very long conversation with Justice that I hope you all checked out regarding the areas the Packers expect to improve from within. So like I said, I really hope you guys check that out. We went very long on that one. And then last night during happy hour, and those of you who were there remember, the Packers actually made some news with the report that they are signing wide receiver and kick return specialist Mecole Hardman, formerly of the Chiefs. Had a brief stint with the Jets 2 years ago, but mostly has been a Chief in the NFL. And already I have seen some hand-wringing consternation, if you will, in my mentions and comment sections, and indeed even here in this chat. Regarding the fact that the Packers still have to address wide receiver. And yes, of course, they very much do. This is a signing that doesn't take up a whole lot as far as it being a one-year deal, but certainly contributes to an area of need when it comes to not just kick, but specifically punt returns. This is something that I think traditionally fans always think of, oh, we're going to find someone in the draft to do that. But certainly this is a guy who has done it at the highest level in the NFL and has been very productive doing so, especially when you talk about punt returns, where I don't think anyone with a working pair of eyes has watched Jaden Reed back there returning punts and thought, that's a guy who looks really confident in what he's doing. I think this is a very smart addition that should give them a legitimate weapon in the return game. And given some of the reporting that we've heard coming out of the new rules proposals that were announced today by the NFL, which should lead into the upcoming league meetings, the owners' meetings coming up in a few weeks, there's a decent chance that they're going to try and incentivize more returns, right? And I do think, you know, by moving out the proposed touchback to the 35, they're going to try and get teams returning the ball more, and Hardman should help in that regard. And, you know, kick returns, I don't think, are ever going to come back to what they used to be as far as the number of them in games or in seasons. But punt returns are a pretty integral part and a spot where you can gain a lot of hidden yardage and hopefully give your offense a lot more to work with as far as field position goes. And just, again, getting back to the confidence, you look at Hardman back there last year alone. It is night and day comparative to Jaden Reed. And there's no knock on Reed. He's just not a natural returner. Whereas Hardman clearly is. And yeah, I know probably a lot of people have seen the 55-yard punt return for a touchdown that he had last year. But just on balance, he returns a lot of punts, whereas Jaden Reed let a lot of bounce in front of him or go out of bounds. Hardman is a willing returner. He had 20 returns last year as just punt returns for 203 yards for an average of 10.1 yards per return, whereas Jaden Reed only returned 14 punts on the year, 110 yards, a 7.9 average on the returns. I do not doubt for a moment that Hardman will be utilized somewhat on offense. Perimeter, take the top off, use that speed to maybe drag a safety, run a clear out route. Probably more likely, as far as getting the ball in his hand, you'll probably will see him on some end around stuff, stuff in the slot, a compliment to what Jaden Reed is doing. But make no mistake, this is about the return game. And it doesn't change anything in regards to the draft or what their target might be, targets might be at the wide receiver position. But this is a smart signing. There's little doubt in my mind that he will help jumpstart not just the return game, but give the offense better field position to work out of, down in, down out, drive in and drive out. That's a smart thing. That's a good thing. It's a good development. And the other thing I wanted to touch on before I get to your comments and questions is something I said last night on Twitter. It's so funny to me when something like this kind of signing happens, which is, you know, a decent addition. It's a smart addition. It's not a huge headline grabbing move, but it's just a smart move a couple weeks into free agency. Back in the day, like when I was growing up, this would have been something that was probably added as a line or two or as a note at the end of a bigger piece in some kind of off-season writing in the local paper, right? You probably would have had some Tom Silverstein piece, and then at the end, Packers notes, and then the first note would be the Packers added wide receiver Mecole Hardman on a one-year deal, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And that's where it would have lived. And then we would have seen him at training camp and seen how he's utilized and away we go. But in this day and age, in this world we live in, where everything is blown up to a monster piece of content, go look through the Packers blogosphere today and look at how much content has been produced over this one signing, which, again, back in the day would have been a footnote. And I don't blame content creators for doing this because people are so obsessed. That's a great thing. Hell, I run Cheesehead TV. That doesn't exist without that kind of interest. So I'm not sitting here trying to bite the hand that feeds me or anything like that. But I will say, not every move, not every signing is supposed to be some huge declaration by the general manager. It's just a transaction. In this case, a pretty smart one. But that's all it is. It's not a referendum on Brian Gutekunst's job. It's not a declaration by the organization about what they intend to do and here we're going to go this route. It's just signing a returner. That's what they did. And again, they needed help on returns. You can tell this has gotten under my skin a little bit, but I understand it. People are passionate and people are into it. And that's why we sit here every day and talk about the Packers. I get it. But man, just begging folks to have just a teensy bit of perspective. That's all. What's going on, folks? Good to see everyone mixing it up in the comment section. We got Joe starting us off with a super chat. What's up, man? Goot has five guys at the top of his draft board rated pretty much evenly. They are defensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver, cornerback, or offensive tackle. What's the pick? Woo, baby. I'm going to say defensive tackle or defensive end, most likely, if that is the true scenario, say they're all equally rated, I would say probably defensive end. But I think some of it's going to depend on what their plan is for said defensive tackle, right? Especially given where their roster is currently with Kenny Clark, most likely heading into his final year with the team. Devontae Wyatt going into the final year of his rookie deal. You've got Carl Brooks and Colby Wooden, who really didn't take the steps forward that you were hoping to see from them last season. So I do think defensive tackle is a pretty significant need. And if it's a specific type of player that fits with what they're trying to do up front in Halfley's defense, that might get the nod. But I think it's a toss-up between those two. Ryan Willie, how are you? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member, buddy. Goody put a bandage on an area of need. He needs to draft a wide receiver in the first round or replace Watson. Ryan, I hate to tell you, buddy, but that is some serious fantasy football thinking right there. This is not how you operate at the NFL level. There's no doubt that they are still going to be looking at the draft to draft wide receivers for the long-term investment for the team, not necessarily in the first round. I mean, do you want the next Troy Williamson? Vikings drafted him in the first round. How'd that work out? And I'm not saying they shouldn't or couldn't draft in a wide receiver in the first round, but just because you're drafted in the first round doesn't mean you're a solution. The Packers are living proof that you can find really good, if not great, wide receivers in rounds 2 and 3. So, yeah, the framing there is off. But as far as a bandage, I don't think it's designed to come in and do anything as far as Watson goes or trying to replace Watson. It's much more about adding, yes, the speed element, certainly, to the offense, but way more about the return game than anything that Hardman's going to do from scrimmage. I mean, go back and look at his time in Kansas City. It's not like he's been a constant in any of the Kansas City offenses. Yes, they've utilized him in different ways throughout his kind of time in the NFL, but he's hardly ever been a mainstay on the offensive side of the ball. I don't expect that to change drastically in Green Bay. I do think they'll utilize him, but I don't think the idea is for him to come in and try and be a, you know, top target for Jordan Love. That would be surprising. Zola, what's going on, man? Did we hear urgency and then set ourselves up for disappointment? I'm excited with the free agency additions, but expected more. Is there a world where 23 stays? A lot going on there, Zola. Is there a world? Yes, it is a most likely a fantasy world, but sure, there's a possibility that things get papered over between Jair and the organization. I don't expect that to happen, but yeah, it's a very slim possibility. As far as the urgency thing, I cannot recommend enough. Jacob over at the Packers at Bill's shop at Sports Illustrated's Packers page, he had a great piece on this exact topic that he dropped earlier today. And I, for one, I'm pretty, you know, in lockstep with his thinking as far as we did hear urgency as fans and probably media and thought, okay, we're going to take some big swings and we're going to bring in bodies. And that is certainly not what the Packers have done as far as their approach. But I do buy that there's something finer at work there. And the message being sent echoes what you heard from Tucker Kraft at the end of the year, as far as you could kind of see it coming. And I do think that's a shot across the bow of every guy on the roster saying, look, there were a lot of expectations placed on this team at the beginning of the season. There was talk of Super Bowl contending, right? Then you juxtapose that with the last 3 weeks where they lose their last three games and the manner in which they did so. It's pretty disappointing. And I do think it's a call for the team to grow up a little bit, you know, not like a stern, disappointed father or anything, but I do think it's a message that, look, this is the NFL, man, and nothing's handed to you. And just because you guys were king of the hill after beating the Cowboys and came close to beating the 49ers and you're the youngest team and the trajectory's only going up, I think Brian's talking about something a little bit more finite when he's saying, look, obviously the margins in the NFL are thin, right? But nothing is handed to you. You haven't arrived. You haven't done anything yet. You've got to keep working your ass off as professionals and be absolutely mindful of every little detail when it comes to your work as a professional athlete. Now, look, that doesn't absolve the coaches and it doesn't absolve the personnel group. I think it is a message for the entire organization. And I do think we as the public probably misread it a little bit. No doubt about it. Dustin, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Any multiverse Goody takes Matthew Golden if he's there? I love this kid. I love his game. I'd be very surprised if he is taken in the first round by the Packers. Not saying it's impossible, but I'd be surprised. I do. Like I said, I love his game, and I would absolutely be thrilled if the Packers made him a member of the Green and Gold. But yeah, I tend to doubt it. Amy, thank you for becoming a Care of the G Club member. Good to see you again. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much. Daryl, I like those good old days where the Packers had it all. I mean, those are great days. No question about it. That said, yeah, I mean, even when you think you have it all, quote unquote, when you say win a Super Bowl, even those teams have, you know, needs and targets in the draft and things they've got to do to improve, etc. You've never arrived. That's the whole point. Like, even watch the Eagles right now. I see so many Packers fans bemoaning how, quote, aggressive the Eagles are. Well, the Eagles are signing people because they're losing a lot of people. You know, Packers have very much kept the core, you know, together. And that's why I think what their biggest loss this offseason is probably TJ Slayton. And as much as I enjoyed TJ in Green Bay and how well he played last year, it's not a monster loss, right? So this is a young ascending team. Hopefully this year, the next 2 years or so, this team's going to feel like it has it all a little bit more than it has in the last couple of years. But I hear you. I definitely hear that feeling. No question about it. Oh, Joseph, that's a good question, man. Nagler, any idea where Jair is in the rehab process? Thought he had knee surgery, and so I am thinking his recovery may be a holdup in the trading process. From what I've been told, Joseph, and I did talk to a couple different people at the Combine about this, he is good. He should be able to pass a physical. Now, that said, that doesn't, you know, that was very vague information, but I don't think he's still in a place where, you know, he's got to rehab and he's not going to be ready for camp or anything like that. I mean, he did have surgery, but this was a minor injury as far as it wasn't an ACL, right? It's not something that's going to keep him out for a year or anything close to that. So they expect him to be right as rain and good to go wherever he's playing in September. I remember BB. Wow. What a throwback. What else we got here, folks? We got Dustin. What's going on, man? I'd love to see my ASU guy, Cam Scatabo, in the third. Dustin, I love this player. I absolutely love him. I'd be surprised if the Packers selected him, but man, I love his game. You talk about a guy who can do it all and does it all at a very high level and brings a physicality that you really like, the way he is able to not just, you know, plow through would-be tacklers, but holds up in every aspect of the game. When they ask him to block, he absolutely locks in on dudes. When he gets downfield, he has decent hands for a back. It's, yeah, he's an exciting player. I really like him. Third feels a little rich for my blood, but hey, man, your mileage may vary. Vex, how are you doing, man? McColl's signing seems like a nice lottery ticket. It's a decent way to look at it, especially as a one-year deal, right? I mean, that's not a major investment. You like the idea that he could, again, spark your return game, and whatever he gives you on offense, that's definitely a bonus. For minimal commitment, to your point, yeah, if he catches fire and finds a groove in Green Bay, then maybe they have a little bit of a lottery ticket there and they can sign him to something longer term at the end of the year. We'll see. G. David, always used to trade for McCole Hardman in my Madden franchises. Anyone 96 speed and above, four verts all day. I mean, the speed is legit. That's the thing. Like, you're talking about, okay, maybe he's not going to like light it up production-wise, but he is a problem if you're a defensive coordinator and you've got to roll a safety that way. Well, if you're an offensive coordinator, you know they're going to be worried about him, and you can use that as a game planner, as a play caller. It's subtle, but it's real. And yeah, the speed, it's legit. It's a problem for defenses. There's no doubt about it. I'm interested to see his effect on some of the packages and things they do on offense, no doubt. Big Al, how you doing, man? I personally feel like Gooch should build on the defensive line more than the secondary, because if I had a defense, I would rather have a good defensive line. Al, I think you and I must be related distantly, because I'm with you. Very much so. I do think they're in a decent spot when it comes to their secondary at the moment. I don't doubt for a moment that they will continue to look at cornerbacks in the draft. But yeah, there's every kind of indication, I would say, that they will continue to add up front. They need more disruption. They need more guys that can win one-on-ones and make life miserable for the quarterback, which automatically makes life easier for the guys behind them, right? And that doesn't mean you don't need talent there. You absolutely do. I think they're in a good spot, and I don't think they're going to shy away from adding bodies at corner, but I suspect I'm with you that they will continue to try and beef up the offensive line, or defensive line, sorry. This is all, what's up? Which member of the Cheesehead TV crew has the highest RAS? I'll go with Tyler, because he's actually the one of us, or out of our whole gang, who probably does any form of any semblance of physical activity. Corey and I sit behind desks most of the day. So, you know, at least Tyler's out and about at times and playing ball with friends and doing things of that nature. So I go Tyler Herrick, probably a RAS of 5.7, whereas Corey and I are probably rumbling around like 3.2 or something like that. Dustin, you are not wrong. Biggest thing that Green Bay needs is a healthy Jordan Love. I mean, I do think it will look vastly different with a healthy Jordan Love running the offense next year. Now, nothing's a given, right? Who knows? Maybe he gets banged up week one again this year. I mean, I'm not putting it out there in the universe, but it's possible. And to Jordan's point that he talked about at the Super Bowl, everyone in the NFL is hurt. You got to overcome it. But yes, it would be very nice for him to come out the gate humming healthy and play a year on balance as healthy as he was, at least in 2023. No question. Ooh, Gamer Guy, what's up? Kenneth Grant is definitely the pick we need to get it if he makes it to 23. Absolutely love his game. I think it's between Grant and Harmon myself. I would love either one, to be honest. But yes, Grant, he's damn good. And I do think, again, there's no guarantee that he comes in and lights it up. I think he's probably going to take a year. But I like his pairing with Devontae Wyatt as kind of interior rushers. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Go Pack Go from Troy, Indiana. Bears still suck, and I hate the Cowboys. Chip, you touched all the bases there. Well done. Brandy, Nags, late third day QB this year. I asked Brian specifically about that at the combine. I think there's a decent chance, only because, and I don't think it means anything as far as Malik Willis. I think they love Malik, and I think he'll be the primary backup this year. But, you know, the idea behind drafting a quarterback on day three is that it's the game's most important position, and to have a guy that you're developing at all times seems important to Brian in a way that maybe it wasn't for Ted. I don't doubt for a moment that if there is a guy there they value and they like his upside, I think he'll pull the trigger. And don't forget, you know, Willis is on the final year of his deal. So perhaps, you know, they train up a guy and are able to allow Willis to walk and have their draft pick take over as the primary backup. Now, that could be the plan. They might not draft anybody, and maybe they re-sign Willis to be a backup for a few more years, unless he wants to hit the market, et cetera. So all that to say, yeah, it would not surprise me. And I do think there's a decent chance. Again, if they like the evaluation and the value is there on day three, I would see them pulling the trigger on the quarterback, no doubt. Dustin, how are you, man? I can't wait to be in Shadow Lane for the draft. Oh, right back with you, brother. I cannot wait. I am very excited. Kind of hit me today. I was talking to a couple of different entities about things going on the week of the draft earlier today, and it really kind of hit me that I'm going to be there in like less than a month. I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, everybody, I'm gonna have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.